views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from partly sunny Seattle here at Hubbard Radio on KKNW AM 1150. You may be listening on the East Coast on WBLQ AM 1230. And I want to say hey to the folks out there who are running the station. You may be listening somewhere in the United States on cable radio network through your television, one of the 30-some-odd stations in Australia or anywhere around the world. And I know that I've actually counted. We've got listeners from over 65 countries worldwide. But wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be happy that you tuned in, because we're going to be talking about something that could benefit every single person, not just people who are on their spiritual paths, not just people who are into the alternative kinds of healing, but every single person who has to deal with change and working towards goals. So it's going to be a fascinating show. But first, before we get into that, I'd like to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Hey, good day, Christine. And I'm not going to change the weather for you. I don't care what we talk about today about changing other things, but the weather I'm keeping.
Well, yeah.
I'm just joking with you.
But it's going to change anyway.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
We went from crazy, like autumn-like winds yesterday.
So I have been seeing some reports in Wenatchee that have just come through about a couple hours ago. 127-mile-an-hour wind gusts that were reported last night and yesterday.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
That's, I mean, of course, it's at the top of the mountains over there in the eastern Washington. I get it, but I couldn't imagine being up in that.
Yeah.
Ooh, creepy.
Right. And I live amongst very, very tall trees.
They're good protectors, though.
They're good protectors.
If they're young. If they're old, not so much.
I've got the ones that are like 80 feet tall, you know, so the really big
I'd
trees.
Be intimidated then, just a little bit.
Yeah. So it gets me on alert when,
sure, of course
when
it does.
The winds come through. But I do feel that it's sacred land and they're sacred trees. And,
there you go.
And we're working in harmony with each other, so I trust in the bigger picture.
Trusting in the tree gods.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
I understand we're going to have another big windstorm. So we're having interesting weather. And I think that the strange weather that we've had this past winter and last summer, and it's not just in our area. It's all over the country.
Yeah, maybe we're only the ones creating it, really, when you boil it all down with all of our population increase and so forth. I mean, really, you don't want to mess with Mother Nature. We love her. Sometimes she kind of bites back, but I think it's our fault.
Yeah, I think we have some.
So let's do a better job about it, people.
Yes, that would be great.
Yeah.
I wanted to just get an announcement out of the way before getting into the show, because I always forget about the announcements by the end of the show, because I'm so fascinated by the conversation. I wanted to let everybody know that I was on the Dr. Pat Show on Monday talking about the top 10 spiritual myths. And it's funny how this came about. Pat was going to have me on her show again, and I'm thinking, well, what do I want to chat about? And it just kind of dawned on me that there are some misconceptions out there that are thought to be truths about spirituality. And I decided I'm gonna do a little myth busting. So if you want to listen to that show, if you missed it, you can go to ChristineUpchurch.com, go to the interviews and articles, and you'll find your way to that. It's the top interview on that. And I'm also working on a blog, so that'll pop up on my website sometime this weekend. All right, enough of the announcements, enough of the chit-chat. We're going to get into the meat of the show, but I'm...
The heart of the show.
The heart of the show,
a
yes.
A little better, a little
yes, we
easier.
Are going to be talking about drawing and how it can help us to clarify, direct, and change our lives. It's funny, when I got a copy of this book, and I get so many books these days because we've got publicists and people representing themselves as well sending me books. when I got a copy of this book, I'm thinking, huh, this looks sort of childlike and fun in some ways. And I started exploring it a bit, and I realized it is filled with wisdom, tapping into the childlike. So we're going to be talking about that. And the person who wrote this book is Patty Dobrovolsky. That's a tough one to pronounce. Dobrovolsky. And she has a really interesting background. She's now a nationally acclaimed strategic illustrator. She's what she calls a change activator, and I truly believe that based on my reading of this book. She's a high-performance business consultant, a speaker. She's the author of this book I was talking about called Drawing Solutions, How Visual Goal Setting Will Change Your Life. She consults one-on-one with individuals to help them unleash their creative genius, but she also works with Fortune 500 companies, including Microsoft and FedEx and PepsiCo, to help them create more effective workplace strategies. She's got her master's in psychology with an emphasis on drama therapy, which I think is fascinating. And she's a veteran Broadway performer. You know, she's done TED Talks. She's won awards. And she's just fascinating here with solutions for us. I'd like to welcome Patty Dobrovolsky. Patty, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Oh, Christine, thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm so happy to be here.
You know, Patty, when I got your book, now, you've got to understand that even though I'm an energy healer and an intuitive, and I've got that right side of my brain very activated, and I love art, I'm also a former research statistician with a very logical side. You know, I think very linearly. And fortunately for me, I think the two sides of my brains actually do have conversations with each other on a regular basis. But when I opened the book, I'm thinking, look at all these drawings, huh? This seems kind of, oh, there's a certain innocence and childlike nature to this. And I'm thinking, what is it about drawing? And I got really pulled in because I thought, huh, there's so much information in these cute little drawings that perhaps there's really something to us and to this. And when I started reading your book, I realized that it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. So can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you went from an actress to presenting solutions to help people change their lives?
Well, I'd love to. I was an actor in the Northwest, and I had a successful, what I call a performance art career there. Uh-huh. You know, so I wasn't really a formal actor. And when I, somebody suggested I go to New York and take some really good acting lessons because they had witnessed one of my shows and they thought, oh that
dear.
Will really help, right?
Oh,
so I went there and I stayed with an incredible Broadway actress. And when I would come home from my classes during the day, I would hear her singing along with her musical that she uh-huh. was in and had started. And I began to fantasize about this idea of it. And then, not long after that, when I returned to Seattle, where I live, uh-huh. I auditioned for a show that went that I got into, number one, uh-huh. where they wanted performance artists. And it went and ended up going to the Kennedy Center, and then it went to Broadway. And so
wow.
I became obsessed at that point about how did the inner picture, because I knew that if I held an inner picture, it would happen. But
uh-huh.
what was the cycle of manifestation for me? You know, like how long had I held that picture? Not long.
Right.
And that it came to be. You know, what was the confluence of events that helped to rewire my brain, you mm-hmm. know, from a scientific perspective and from a spiritual perspective? Like how did that occur, right? What was I tapping into?
Right.
So I began to research that. And at the same time, I realized that I noted that in your bio, you talk about that you were a statistician,
uh-huh.
and then you had an experience where you got sick and you healed yourself
right.
Without medical assistance
uh-huh.
or however the process is.
Right.
I
right.
haven't read your full story, but part of for me, I realized when I was on Broadway that there was a part of that that didn't work for me anymore of being on the stage and getting approval that way,
mm.
and I had to let go of that career. And so I went and got a drama therapy degree. Now, the trouble with that was I wasn't really a great therapist. I was more directive. I'd be like, you know, that guy has a drinking problem. Leave him, right?
<You know? laughs> That always works really well, yeah.
Exactly, you know, when you tell people what to do. So anyway, So they pulled me in to do some business consulting, and I was like a change agent. Uh-huh. So when they would lay people off in a big company, they'd bring me in because I knew how to get people activated. But I was green, so I didn't really have a lot of experience. And in one of my early sessions with a company in Denver, this amazing thing happened where everybody just like blew up in the uh-huh. room, and I didn't know what to do. And I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to do to get everybody on board with how we're going to get back to work, the people that are left here?
Right.
So I got this insight, which to me was like a little whispering from my inner guidance, or what I consider to be my creative genius, you know, came through, gave me this idea. If you just go back and draw a picture with them, it'll help. Now, I was not an artist. Mm. I had never drawn anything because
right.
someone had critiqued my drawing. But
yeah,
I went back
that's happened
in the
to
room.
Most of us, yes.
Yes. And I drew this picture, and suddenly I realized that the whole room was aligned. They were ready. They wanted to move forward. And so ever since then, I've been doing a combination of two things. One, showing people how to draw a picture, because after all these years, of course, now I can draw.
Uh-huh.
But I know what it's like to start with a stick figure, and how to marry that with an inner picture.
Mm.
And so that's kind of my story of how I got to this process that I like to show people how to do.
Right. And I know that in your book you talk about some of the science behind why we use the visuals and the importance of using the imagination in taking a look and seeing where we're at and where we want to go. And I'm going to
yes.
want to hear lots about that and
yes.
and how you take something as you know, traumatic as forced change, and can turn that via these visual processes into positive change. So, but we have to go to a quick break. More with Patty Dobrovolsky when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 6th Annual Tappers Gathering March 19th at Bastyr University in Seattle. You will learn EFT applications, forge a strong community, and share healing stories. The event raises money and awareness for EFT tapping scientific research. Net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit to further prove the efficacy of EFT. Bring your cards and information for a fun and inspiring day of networking. Visit nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health, from facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Patty Dobrovolsky, the author of Drawing Solutions, How Visual Goal Setting Will Change Your Life. Now, Patty, before we get into the actual process, can you please share with our listeners why it's important to tap into the visual? Because there are different ways. We can tap into the auditory, we can tap into the kinesthetic, but you're focusing on the visual. Why is that important?
Well, when you think about it, the way that the brain works is in a visual format. So even though we're talking in an auditory format and some of the listeners are listening in that way, what the brain does is it actually creates a picture of what we're talking about, and then it sequences it together into a story. So when you draw a picture and you imbue it with feeling, It actually solidifies more easily into your brain. And the more you use it as a tool, by looking at it repeatedly or by just allowing yourself to draw what it is that you're thinking about or hearing or dreaming, it allows your brain to latch onto it. For a couple of reasons. One, because when you draw, you are accessing all parts of your brain. So
okay.
You're kind of reformatting your brain.
Interesting.
And the second, because most of us don't draw, right? Our formal way of doing things. So your brain goes like this. It goes, hey, what's going on?
Uh-huh.
You know, and the analytical part of it will be like, oh, well, don't worry, she's just drawing. But the rest of you it's accessing the part of you that is allowing the subconscious information to come in, because as you draw, then your brain wants to find a picture that will represent that. And even though you can't match up what you're drawing with what you see inwardly, It's doing that for you. So because when you look at something, the optic nerve only sees in a two-dimensional fashion. What's awesome about that is that when you, for example, reach for a glass of water and you're going to drink it, the optic nerve, the brain, is filling in the gap because it only sees it in this two-dimensional form.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. So if you can, and so my whole theory is that if you actually draw a picture of your goals and you put them out there where you want to be in the future and you understand where you are right now, Your brain is automatically going to try to fill that gap for you.
All right.
That's what it's trying to do all the time.
Okay. So why is it important that we have that visual so complete within our brain?
Well, part of it is that we are inundated with information all the time. So we need to call out what is the most important information for us to focus on, and a picture and drawing does that for us. Anytime you envision something, you know, you've probably done maybe a vision board from the past where you cut out pictures from a magazine.
Sure.
And I'm sure some of your listeners have set goals that way in the past, and I have as well. And it's a powerful process that will begin to manifest the exact thing that you want. And in this process, we do a little bit more. We get you more somatically connected to it by your hand and your brain all doing the same thing.
Right.
So
it
imbues it with even more feeling and information.
Right. I know that when I've taught various forms of energy healing, transformational kinds of classes where I'm training practitioners to do certain patterns, you know, I could just hand them the drawings, but I always make them take the blank diagram and fill in the lines, the points, and the various shapes, because I know how much it sort of ingrains in that brain, and it helps them to do a better job as practitioners. So this makes perfect sense to me that by drawing the image, we're actually imprinting it deeper.
Yes, and you know, the truth is that the brain even sees words as a drawing. So even if all you do is draw words, uh-huh. you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bubble letter words, it does something to your brain where it makes you feel more connected to that thing you've just created.
Okay. So what is the actual process, Patty?
So I call this the snapshot of the big picture process mm-hmm. because it's really getting a snapshot of you mm-hmm. and your world. And so I do it with businesses when they want to get a picture of how things are going now and where they want to be. And I also do it with individuals because I think it's a powerful goal-setting process that you can use anytime you feel a little stuck or not even stuck, but you want to, like, kickstart what's happening. You want to add an accelerant to it, and this is what it does.
Uh-huh.
So you can download a template for free off my website in the store. There's the website is upyourcreativegenius.com or my name, pattydobrovolsky.com, either one. And you go to the store, and you can download the template. It says snapshot template free. And you can get that printed out, or you can just use a blank piece of paper. And on the left side, at the top, you write current reality.
Mm-hmm.
And on the right side, you put desired new reality. And in the center, you draw three big blank arrows and write three bold steps. And so
repeat that again. On the left, it's the current reality.
Current
on the
reality.
Right, it's what you want to
desired
get
desired new reality. Desired new reality.
Okay.
And you can write, sometimes I'll make up new words for it. You know, I'll put la 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 boom die future, you know, whatever I want to do to get myself inspired, right?
Uh-huh, right.
And then the three bold steps goes right in the center.
All right. So it's about how to get from point A to point B.
Yeah. So now what you do first is you focus on the current reality side.
Uh-huh.
And so what you do is you draw and write in words and pictures what it's like to be you right now. Or mm-hmm. if you're doing it on your business, for example, you'd write, you know, I have a radio show, and I always think everything's connected. So I look at, for myself, even if I'm looking at my business, I look at, you know, what's going well and what's challenging. So
uh-huh.
great relationship, you know, or I might have nice clients, but maybe I want more.
Uh-huh.
And I might have, you know, a certain amount of abundance, but there could, some people, they wonder about their purpose. Like, so you write and draw just a few words and just a few pictures mm-hmm. about what it's like to be you, and sort for, you know, like, look at the whole of your life, how your finances are, your spiritual life,
uh-huh.
your relationship, your friendships, your maybe just all of the ways that you feel inspired or your creativity, if that's important to you.
Right.
And you capture in words and pictures. And then, shall I keep going?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Then what you do is you get up because now what we've done is, no matter how great your life is, honestly, the way the brain's set up with the amygdala, it always looks for the parts that aren't going well. So it makes you feel kind of bad about that because it wants you to do something about it. Like, how could you have let that family relationship go on so bad?
Right,
so if
right.
there's things that are challenging, it's going to try to focus on it. So what I do is I try to disconnect. Before I go into dreaming my future, I try to disconnect from that current reality. So
okay.
I, like, get up, walk around, I drink a glass of water to revitalize my cellular structure, I might do some mm-hmm. jumping jacks, I might, like, you know, just stretch or take some deep breaths or refocus, do some, you know, just quiet breathing, and then I go to the right side of my picture, the desired new reality, and I imagine it's a year from today in the best case scenario.
Uh-huh.
And instead of thinking about the things that I want, I first start by looking at the qualities that I want more of in my life.
Ooh,
and there may
like
be some that.
That
I already have, but so So I'm not, maybe I want to be more creative, or maybe I want to feel more connection, or maybe I want to have more collaboration. Or happiness, you know, or love. So those qualities I'd put first, because, you know.
And those are the things that determine quality of life. I mean, we often think it's the things, the endpoints, the goals, but really it's what we're after is quality of life.
Well, and I think, too, what happens is we get very predictive and limited by what our brain understands of reality.
Right.
So when we put out the qualities that we want, then life steps in to fill in the gap between what kinds of experiences do we need to have to achieve that. And so that's where the magic, for me, of the universe happens.
You bet.
And then once I've got some of these qualities and pictures attached to them, and I'm scattering them around the page versus making a list of them, because listing, you know, activates the analytical part of your brain. But if you scatter it around, then it gives you more freedom, and you're also, your brain's waking up. It's like, whoa, whoa, okay, we're scattering. It's not going to be all neat and tidy. And your pictures, too. You know, you're going to start, and they're going to be very, I would just say they're basic. They're stick figures and things you drew the last time you started drawing. So if you haven't drawn since you were in grade school, that's where you begin, and not to worry about that. Your brain doesn't actually really care. Your ego cares, but your brain doesn't care. It just sees it as a picture, and whoa, you're drawing, right? So you've got these qualities, and then I attach some specifics to it, you know, like if I want to grow my business and I want to have more clients, I put something there, and I'll, so I'll say, like an example is, I wrote on one of my maps last summer, I wrote, I want some exotic clients, you know, an exotic, or keynote speaking in an exotic place. And like 2 days later, I got a email from New Zealand, and boy, they cracked up on stage when I told them that story. Like, we're exotic. They thought that was so funny. But, you know, to me, that was, whoa, cool, New Zealand, right?
So you're putting some specifics in the right side then.
That's right. You put specifics there, and then you, and you can also, don't worry about the timeline and things like that, but put the specifics that you want. If you want to grow your business by X, or you want to, and, you know, see yourself in owning your own home. And you can put that information there, or the relationship you want. You know, put the five qualities of the person that you want to be with on that, and draw a little picture of him or her, so that you do have some specifics. And then, after you've got those two things, you sit back and you allow your brain. You look at the left side, you look at the right side, and then this is the best part. You close your eyes. Because remember what I said about the two-dimensional frame, right? Your brain is going to try to fill the gap in.
Right.
And so you close your eyes and you ask yourself, not the physical world self. You ask your bigger self. You ask your essence. You ask your, you ask soul, you know, really, what are the three boldest things that I can do? And let your inner guidance give you those three big, bad, bold things. And they should, one of them should scare you a little, like quit my job, or leave my relationship, or, you know, I'm giving you some things about making big changes, but it could be like create a PR plan or invest in myself. And then you capture them as soon as you get them, those three bold steps.
Okay, great. We're going to learn more about these drawing solutions and how they can change our lives when we return here in a few moments.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. So glad you're joining us here today because we are talking about something that is important for all of us. We're talking about manifesting change in a way where we get to actually tap into our essence and allow that and our inspiration and desires to help us create it. I'm talking to the author of Drawing Solutions, How Goal Setting Will Change Your Life, Patty Dobrovolsky. Patty, it's fascinating to hear about this process. You know, you talked about the big picture, the where we're at now, where we want to get to, and those three arrows to sort of what's required to get us from point A to point B. Now, one of the things that I see is different in your work than many people's is that many people will focus on like the vision boarding, the visualization of where you want to go. Why do you have people focus in the here and now as well?
Well, one of the things that during the break you and I were talking about was the vibration of change, really. Mm-hmm. And I think this is key. You know, you want to know where you are. I think drawing a picture of where you are gives you, one, it gives you perspective.
Uh-huh.
And two, it helps you step back from it and realize, oh, that's where I was. And what it does in terms of your brain is when you draw the future, you know, your brain doesn't separate between the past and the present future.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
Uh-huh.
It thinks, just like it thinks everything you've seen, heard, dreamed about is reality.
Uh-huh.
It believes now that that future state is reality. So all you're doing is on the catch-up side, you're taking action to move yourself and uh-huh. shift yourself from where you are to where you want to be
right.
in your heart of hearts. And you can do that in a number of different ways. One is you can take action by forcing change to occur, right?
Sure.
So that's like me going out and fixing my resume and looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
That if I'm unemployed.
Right.
But the other way that you can work on it too, which is actually a huge accelerant, is to ask yourself, you know, am I aligned with my purpose and what is my purpose? And
mm-hmm.
if you don't know, you ask the universe, show me what my purpose is. And then
right.
you engage in dialogue every day to see what that is. But you also take those things on the right side of your map and you double click them. You go into it through daydreaming.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, if you think about what Einstein did, you know, he ran these thought experiments around concepts, and he engaged with a chalkboard, right?
Uh-huh.
So the guy walked in a meditative circle, but then he would use what he got, and he would continue to work it in a visual fashion, both inwardly and outwardly, to come up with a breakthrough. And it's the same for you. You know, you want to use your inner world. It's happening all the time, so you might as well use it for your benefit.
Uh-huh.
And get your brain into that transformational change or the vibration of change state. So it's ready, prepared, open, flexible. And then when things start to appear, you have to be prepared to see them.
Right.
Because these small steps happen before sometimes the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to catch them. You have to be aware of them. And then when you see them, even teeny tiny changes in yourself and the things around you, the gratitude piece is really the grease in the wheel. So then you're grateful for it. Like, oh my God, like, can you believe that happened?
Uh-huh.
And then you're grateful in that moment for even this small thing.
So in other words, you're having people take what they've drawn and actually assess when they've manifested pieces of it.
Yes. And so, you know, you've got these three bold steps, and that actually is really for the analytical part of your brain that requires an action plan.
Uh-huh.
The amygdala, it likes action. It wants you to take an action plan. It wants to be practical. We make it bold because we find that if it's not bold, it's not going to keep your attention long enough for you to remember to do it. That's why people forget their goals at the New Year's.
Right.
Because they're not bold enough to actually create the kind of change that you want and the shift in how your brain is wired.
Mm-hmm.
So you take those big, bold steps and you break them down into little tiny steps for you to do. And that's kind of the mishigosh. Like, it's sort of like when you're doing meditation and your mind's jumping all over. If you give your brain something to do and they're like, okay, I'm going to focus on my breath,
uh-huh.
or I'm going to imagine myself going into a beautiful field, then what you've done is you've given your brain something to do.
Sure.
So that you can have an experience. And it's the same with out here. We want to give our brain something to focus on, so we give it these tasks to do. Call Fred and ask him if he needs anybody.
Uh-huh.
You know, call my sister and see if that... who was that person that she was talking to that was a publisher, right?
Right, right.
So these kinds of things, while the rest of you is working inwardly, you're working on the daydream. So when you have free time and you're at the stoplight, instead of checking your phone, which you're not supposed to do anyway,
right.
you double-click and you imagine, like, yeah, man, what if I was driving next to that, like, super sexy guy?
Uh-huh.
And you imagine yourself, like, the feeling of that. Because the picture is one piece, the feeling's the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an equation, really, that it's imagery, right? So it's your imagination, and it's also a number of other things that pull you forward and drive you forward
mm-hmm.
into that future state.
Sure, sure. So I know that sometimes people leave out the feeling piece, and I imagine getting into the daydream state sort of helps to bring the feelings up. Which is such an important part of manifesting.
I think, too, don't you feel that when you daydream something, you find out way more information? And that, for me, is the thing. I'm daydreaming, and I'm kind of in this beta state, right?
Right,
which
right.
you can get to with square breathing, or you can take a shower, or whatever it is
sure,
that you do.
Sure, yeah. Usually, for me, it's the shower or the tub.
Yeah,
yep.
And so you're in this, you've evoked this beta state where your brain is not really on high drive. You're
uh-huh.
relaxing, and in that relaxed state, then in drops those extra things, those maybe the tip for what actually either you want or
uh-huh.
the thing you should do next, the person you should call, or the
right.
thing that you really feel.
Yeah.
So that's where we're turning up the volume on that kind of inner guide that
mm-hmm.
you talk about.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So, okay, so we've taken these three steps, the three big steps, and sort of narrowed those down, I mean, expanded upon each and every one of those, correct?
Correct.
Then what are we supposed to do next besides those action items?
Well, you want to take action. If you do some small thing towards it right away, then you know, okay, I've stepped into this journey. The other thing is, you know, I ask people to take a picture of their picture, put it on their phone, put it in places they can see, and every week designate a time where you actually look at the picture, the right side of the picture, the desired new reality side. So you begin to imprint into your neurology that picture of you in that state, walking towards that thing. And sometimes I just improve upon that picture. Like I might take one thing there and think, well, I don't just want that. I want to have a vacation. And maybe, well, what would it be like if I had a vacation home? That'd be a crazy idea. I'm putting that in there, right? Or I'm going to, you know, have that kind of collaboration with someone where it really drives up both of our thinking so we have some kind of breakthrough. Or I'm going to make sure that I allow my child to separate from me enough so I have more freedom, and so I'm going to see myself in this freer, more free state because I've empowered them to take more responsibility, right? So those kinds of things. And but when you revisit that picture in a consistent way, it's the same thing that happens if you make your meditation time the same every day, or your prayer time, whatever it is, spiritual thing that you do. If you do it at the same time, the universe lines up to give you what you need, and it knows, aha, this is the designated time, and we're going to prepare you by giving you some more information at that time. And so you feel like, one, you've taken progress on it, two, you remember what it is you're focused on, and three, you decide in that week, like, okay, what are the two things I'm going to do this week? Because every week's going to be different, and you don't want to feel guilty about what you didn't do. You just want to unveil the things that you want to do this week going forward.
Sure. And how do you keep people from looking at the, you know, the future diagram and keeping, I mean, how do you keep them from looking at that and thinking, you know what, I'm not there yet, I'm not there yet?
Yeah, I think that's part of what the amygdala is set up to do. You know, it doesn't want you to be disappointed. It doesn't want you to be embarrassed. You have to understand that's part of the way that we're wired in the physical body. And so you just have to remember, okay, that's my ego. It's getting in there, you know, working me. It goes in the corner. I'm just I'm daydreaming. This is my life. I can have anything I want. So you really have to do some good self-talk about it and watch what you say to yourself. And just and whenever you have proof, you just kind of lock it in, you know, yes, that happened.
Right.
Yes, we're moving forward.
That validation is very powerful. We have to go to another quick break, but more with Patty Dobrovolsky when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
How do I breathe?
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I am fascinated by this book, Drawing Solutions, and the author and her approach, Patty Dobrovolsky. You know, Patty, before we get any further, I want to make sure that you can reiterate what your website is so that people can get to that template, that snapshots template, and people can also figure out how to connect with you if they want to get you to help them with coaching or to bring them into their business.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. So that website is upyourcreativegenius.com, and or you can get there by my name, Patty Dobrovolsky, which is a little more complicated. The Up Your Creative Genius people have a tendency to remember.
Yes, I love that name.
And on that website too, speaking section, you can find the TED Talk it's called Draw Your Future. Mm-hmm. And you can just Google that, Draw Your Future, and it will take you right to this 8-minute video where I walk people through it at a high level. But the template is in the store section, and right there is you can download it for free. And there's other things there, like there's some fonts there. There's a drawings, some different graphics you can download for free, and right. We are always doing some kind of special around the process.
Right. So, I really appreciate the visuals that you had on one webpage or another, where you could see the various kinds of, the mapping, the drawings that people did, so it can sort of give you a concept of, oh, well, this is what this person did, and can I help you to understand the possibilities.
Right, and we have a community site, which is a really cool thing we just started, which is called blastoff.today. Uh-huh. And so that's the web URL for that. And there you can see people's pictures that they've drawn, and you can see how basic they are. Uh-huh. But it's a community forum where you can engage with other people, you can give them feedback, you can get help, you can ask about drawing, and I have a couple of people behind the scenes. One is David Carrier, who's always coming up with some great PR thing. but also Emer is my social media person, and she's checking that all the time to make sure the forum is active.
Uh-huh.
So be sure to go there and see examples of what people have done, because it's very informative.
Uh-huh. It's blast off today.
Blastoff.today.
Yeah.
And also, you know, everywhere on that website, there's an opportunity for you to sign up for. I send out a tip of the week, which is this very short 20-second video of something that you should remember. And I do a blog post every week. And mm-hmm. that's around how visuals work. It's also around how you can create a new frame of mind related to change and creating better experiences that align with your dreams.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I really love about your book, Patty, is that you're not just talking about this approach that involves drawing. You're talking about some of the issues that come up for people. You talk about manifesting. You talk about the importance of feelings. So it's not just, okay, well, this is what you draw and this is how you get there, but it's really a holistic look at the process itself, which is great.
Yeah, because some of the examples that we have are people write me all these stories, and, you know, where maybe they drew a picture, and then a year later they're like, hey, my picture's not happening. What do
uh-huh.
I do?
Uh-huh.
And they'll write me, and I'll say, look, go back to the right side and double-click on those things. Get yourself re-inspired or do a new map for the right side.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, one guy wanted to be a filmmaker. He made a film. It went to the Cannes Festival last year.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Things like that.
Uh-huh.
So it's a process anybody can use to create change. It's not, you know, rocket science, honestly.
Uh-huh.
It's very simple. It just requires your attention and focus and believing that you can go ahead, draw the picture. It doesn't have to look pretty.
Uh-huh.
Just get your dreams out in front of yourself so that you can step into them. It's just like that. And know that, you know, there's going to be stuff you're going to have to learn on the way to get there.
Sure.
You don't just automatically, boom, I'm going to draw the picture. Well, for some people, it does happen right away.
Yeah.
But that has to do with that vibration of change that they're aligned with.
Right,
but
right.
Other parts of the map take time. And
you
have to be patient.
I think what happens to a lot of people is they've like taken some steps towards their end goals or their goals at the time, but they really haven't defined them well. And once they get greater clarity, it probably helps speed things along, doesn't it?
I think that, and also, too, I think you have to be prepared that your goal will change. So if you draw something
uh-huh.
on the right side and then it doesn't show up looking like that, you may be missing what really is better for you that you're not seeing. So you must be open and flexible to what does appear and step into it and explore it. You know, it's really... the map is kind of like a GPS,
uh-huh.
but you also know that there are some places where the GPS goes down, right?
Sure.
And you've got to figure out your way from inside that what box.
Uh-huh.
You could even just try, you know, sometimes I've got in this thing now where sometimes on the right side of my map I put surprise me,
mm-hmm.
surprise me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
then
that's
I look
fun.
Around to see.
It could be a complete blast because... I remember being in a Sonia Choquette workshop once, and she said, just ask your guides to surprise you with something sometime in the next 2 weeks, you know, and let them decide. And so we went through the process of you know, sort of getting that energy of anticipation of what the surprise was going to be. And that was when I had my first radio interview pop up. It was a client of mine many, many years ago, a client of mine who'd come to me for a healing session, had a huge shift from Crohn's disease, and then... got her own radio show. So I'd like you to be on my show. And I was in between two really big names. And so it was like this big surprise. So I think surprises
awesome.
Can be fabulous.
They can.
Yeah.
They really can.
Yeah. So, you know, this hour has flown by, Patty. Do you have any last little tidbit of wisdom for the listeners today?
Yeah, I think my one little tidbit is just know that you are in an experience in your life, you know, that you can take charge of it and that you can put out there the things that you want and watch them unfold. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're like really, it's a garden of you. You plant yourself and you water it through attention and focus, and then this beautiful flower emerges.
Right.
But you have to nurture it. And part of drawing a picture is one way to nurture that part of you that wants to come out
uh-huh.
and be more full.
Right. And then, of course, you know, we have these desires, but Do you have any quick bit of wisdom to tell people about how they can step into their feeling worthy for deserving it?
Yeah, I think that's probably our biggest thing is that, you know, just remember you exist because God loves you. No matter what you understand about God, you know, or how you relate to that, whether that's the forest for you or whatever, but you're here. You're here for an experience. And why? Because God loves you. So let yourself feel that love. And every time that someone tells you they love you or you tell yourself you love yourself, just let that sink in. Let that sink in, because you really, you're standing in a beautiful field. Step into it. Smell what's here. See the sun. Watch how life's unfolding just for you.
Wonderful. Yes, and it's unfolding for each and every one of us, and it's quite an adventure. And it was an adventure to get to read your book, Patty, and to get to chat with you today. Thank you so much for joining us here
today.
Thank
you so much for having me on this show. I just loved it.
Oh, great. And thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to all of you again real soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.